Good morning. Welcome to the Sundial Writer's Corner. I'm Dory Nutt, one of the producers of this feature. Today, we have a special treat and something a little bit different. We present husband and wife, Jeff and Tara Mello, who unexpectedly became owners of the Cigar Box Guitar Store here in Huntsville.
We took a leap into something that we could have never imagined for ourselves, right? You couldn't have imagined this.
Yeah, if you told me 5 years ago we'd be doing this, I'd tell you you were crazy. But it all started with that first visit to the Cigar Box Guitar Store.
What were your first thoughts when you walked into this store?
Well, it was a very foreign space for me, not having any background in music. I was attracted to all the different guitars because all these cigar boxes are very decorative and they're different colors and they're really cool hanging out throughout the store. And it was neat to learn that they'd been around since the 1850s and it was considered the poor man's guitar. People would just take a dowel or whatever stick of wood they could find, some baling wire and a cigar box and string up a guitar with it.
Our friend Mike Brown was visiting from Kansas City and Mike bought one. And he brought it home to the house, and he thought that he was going to bring it home in his suitcase, and he discovered that it didn't fit. And so he's like, well, I'm just going to leave it here because I'm going to be back in a couple of months visiting again, and I'll bring my bigger suitcase, and I'll take it home then. So it's just sitting around the house, and every time you walk by it, you're looking at it.
Yeah, I was really interested in how three strings could make so much cool sound. My engineering instinct kicked in, and I used my woodworking skills, my engineering skills to come up with my own design and built one and brought it back to the Cigar Box Guitar Store to get a free lesson from the owner, Pat Nickel. After having that first lesson with Pat, I went home and I thought about how I can make another guitar.
You had built a guitar for our girl, and the two of you were having some, like, daddy-daughter moments going to lessons. Maybe a couple weeks before that Cigar Box Guitar Festival, she's like, Mom, you should give it a try. And I'm thinking, no way. I grew up in this family. They can't clap to the beat of the music. But we always raised our girl that you can do anything you put your mind to. So I took my very first lesson, first time I ever even held a guitar. So the three of us were going in as a family for those lessons, and you were building for, gosh, it must have been about a year and a half.
Pat had approached me and said, I'm thinking that you should take over the store.
We're like, this has been such an impact on us, and that it would be good for us to take it over, even though, like you said, we're like, how are we going to make this work?
You know, a group of people that would come together and make music in that space and how that seemed magical. So we thought, we probably need to keep this thing going because it is really important to Huntsville.
When I think back to our very earliest days in the store, one of the things that was most rewarding to me, and still is to this day, is to have somebody come in.
Remember that couple that drove down from North Carolina? I think a woman had called you to make sure that we were open.
They drove a long way to get to us, and she wanted to surprise her husband. He had lost a finger on his left hand in some sort of an accident, and he wasn't able to play traditional six-string guitar.
And it was great because you could just see him getting excited about playing. It happened to be his birthday, too. But what was amazing is the two of them left there in tears that day because they were so happy about having music in their lives again. Remember that young girl who came to visit us in the store?
You're thinking about Becca. Becca comes in with her family, and Mom's got this really big cigar box guitar.
Becca had her cane with her too.
Yeah.
Right? She had just lost her sight maybe 8 months prior to
visiting not very long before. And Becca sits in a chair and Mom says, this guitar was given to us. And Becca is very musical. And so I put it in her lap and I started to try to talk to her about what you were doing. I said, can I hold your hands? Can I show you where they need to go? Oh, yeah. She did clearly have some musical ability, but I also realized that that guitar was going to be completely working against her.
But we sat down with her folks and they talked about having an instrument that would be better for her to play. So we made a shorter scale and I got to think about her and what might serve her better as a cigar box guitar. So immediately I put little nails on the side where the fret markers would be so she would be able to find those with her thumb.
When she came in to get the guitar with her family, I remember you describing the guitar to her and her feeling it, right? Oh, she was so excited about that. Mm-hmm. At the end, she said, can I feel you? Mm-hmm. Because I want to know what you look like.
Mm-hmm.
It's amazing the people that can just touch our lives. I think some of our biggest stories have been people with some sort of physical limitation. Mm-hmm. And those, I think, really resonate with you because you've experienced stroke. Mm-hmm. When I went to go visit you in the hospital, you were like, bring me my guitar. And the physical therapist people were trying to get you to the squeezy ball and what have you. And you're like, hey, can I do this? And at first it was hard for you to hold the pick. But literally within the span of a day or two, I saw a recovery happen in you, literally, from that physical event by using those motor skills. And so I think when you have people come into the store who have a physical limitation, you're kind of remembering, this made a big difference to me.
Yeah, and I can relate to them.
It's absolutely endearing and so fulfilling.
Originally, when we approached this, we thought, well, we build some guitars that are art and we sell them and we pay the rent and that's what this business is about. And it's nothing like that. It's all about building community and seeing how these are truly instruments of change. Mm-hmm. And how they have positive impacts on people's lives.
Tara and Jeff Mello live right here in the Tennessee Valley, and this story was recorded and produced in collaboration with Amy Nadell, facilitator of the StoryCorps Mobile Tour. You can experience the world's longest-running Cigar Box Guitar Festival coming up this weekend, May 30th through June 1st. Just check out the website cigarboxguitarfestival.com for details and information. And be sure to tune in next Monday morning at 9 for another episode of the Sundial Writer's Corner here on 89.3 Huntsville Public Radio.